Put it on, man. Keep dancing.
How did I get here? How?
Keep dancing, man.
What am I doing here?
Keep dancing, man. Keep dancing.
Theater 5 presents Discotheque.
Jenny. Jenny. It's no use, Jenny. I know you're here somewhere. Jenny! Oh, I beg your pardon, sir. I'm trying to find my wife. I know she ran this way, and I... No, wait. Say, wait a minute. What all the nerve. Just ignored me and walked away. All the blazes with him. I've got to find her. I've got to find my wife. Oh, excuse me, madam. Could you help me? I'm looking for a woman. Well, she looks more like a girl. My wife. You see, I'm sure you remember her if you saw her. She... Oh, please don't turn away like that. Look, here's my card. My name is Ralph Wilson. I'm an investment counselor, a respected man in my... Oh, please, listen to me. Oh, what's the matter with all of you? Where am I? What city is this anyway? I'm so confused. Jimmy! I insist that you answer me! Jenny! 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 I've got to slow down. I'm exhausted. If only I could find a cab or something. No cabs. No cars at all. Where am I? I don't recognize anything. Row after row of tall buildings, as far as your eye can see. All the windows, dark and lightless. And these filthy, littered streets, completely empty. Oh, there's a little park over there. I'll sit down just for a second. I must sit down. Oh, that's better. That's better. What a dreary looking park. Grass dead. No flowers. Junk and trash all over the place. Ugly, ugly city.
Hey.
Oh.
You got a match, man?
What?
Like a match, sweetie. You dig?
Young lady, who are you?
Shh. Cool it, man. They may be watching.
What are you talking about?
Cool it. You want some official to dig us making this scene together? Man, there's rules here.
What rules? Where am I? What city is this?
Oh, man. Like I gotta split this place.
Oh, you come back here. I insist.
Don't you touch me.
Shh. Oh.
Watch the contact.
My hand. It's burned.
Square.
What happened? I only touched you and...
Oh, man, you don't dig, do you?
Dig?
No contact. No communication. Like the rules.
What rules? Who makes them?
Oh, man, like you don't make this scene regular, do you?
Well, I'm a stranger around here, if that's what you mean.
A stranger. This cat's found herself a stranger. Like right off the boat from Nowheresville.
I don't understand.
Like you're my ticket, Tiger. You're my one-way ticket. Like out of this scene. Like a chick finds herself a square that don't belong. She can maybe cut out. Split.
What?
Escape. You dig?
Young lady, you've got the wrong ideas about me.
Like I got a lot of ideas. My name's Wilma.
No, you don't understand. You see, I'm looking for my wife. Perhaps you saw her. She's a beautiful girl with long golden hair. She's a good deal younger than I am. I'm sure you remember her. She's a dancer. Well, what I mean to say, she always wanted to dance. You see, when she married me... I insisted that she forget all of... Oh, well, that's not important. What? What happened was that we had difficulties. You see, she ran away, but I found her, and I was bringing her back when... Well, I don't know. Suddenly there was a terrible, terrible confusion. And she ran away from me again. I tried to follow, but somehow I lost her. However, I'm certain she's here someplace.
Hey, Tiger. You, like, forget that blonde chick. You got little old Wilma Cat now. Man, it's getting dark. We could, like, split this scene so easy.
Get away from me.
Cool it.
I want nothing to do with you, do you understand?
Like anything you say. You're blowing solo on this set, man. Only
what?
Like I just might know what scene a certain chick with long golden hair is making.
Ginny, you know where Ginny is? Now tell me.
This cat don't sing for free.
All right, what do you want?
When you take this chick back. You take me, too.
Take... Well, that's impossible.
Like no deal? So long, swinger.
No, wait, come back. All right, it's a deal. I'll take you back with me. Now, where is she?
Dancing.
What?
Dancing. Over at Nick's place.
Nick's place?
Yeah, where the action is. Chicks like this Ginny always make it at Nick's.
Who's Nick?
He's the man, Tiger. And the man sits up on the platform and he spins the records. And that beat just goes on and on.
Beat?
And Nick's got himself a discotheque now, man. A swinging discotheque.
Discotheque? One of those crowded jet-set dance halls? I never go to such places.
You want to locate your chick? You're going to make that scene.
Oh, very well. Take me there. But I insist that you be quick about it.
Like, wow. Come on. You follow behind me like you didn't know me, but had ideas.
What?
Nobody communicates around here. But like, we all got ideas. Like, that's the lead sheet. Like, that's the whole point. You dig?
What kind of a place is this? That music, it's enough to blast out your eardrums. And the heat. And smoke. Where's Ginny?
She'll show. Come on, Tiger. Turn it on. You're supposed to dance here. It's the rule.
Dance? You call that dancing? Everybody writhing their bodies about like tortured animals groping through a fog of heat and smoke. Moving alone as if each were in his own little agonized world. Why, it's indecent. And do they have to play the record so loud? Music blocks out everything. Thought, emotions, memory, everything.
Why, man, this is like where the action is.
Who's that fellow playing the records over there? I swear I've met him someplace.
Like that's Nick himself.
Perhaps he could help me. Excuse me, sir.
You mean me, Clyde?
You know, I believe we've met someplace.
Like I'm Nick, Clyde. Like everybody knows Nick.
My name's Ralph. Ralph Wilson. You see, say, could you turn down the music a bit?
Clyde, you just don't dig.
I beg your pardon?
Like, welcome to Nick's discotheque, Clyde. Like it's the in-type scene to make down these parts.
These parts? Where are we?
Clyde, you find out for yourself. Dig?
Continue.
It just goes on, man. On and on.
Oh, this searing heat. And the smoke. Hideous. Cacophonous music. It's appalling.
Yeah? That's why you and me gonna split this scene. Gonna split for good. Come on, Tiger. Take me away from here. Old Nick ain't looking now. Take me back for good.
No. Until I find my wife. I've got to find Ginny.
Like, suppose your chick don't want to go back, man. What's the action then?
I'd want to go back. Why, I force her.
Like, wow. Tiger Man strikes again.
You see, I do not tolerate disobedience. Ginny is a very weak-willed person. I've always had to make decisions for her. Why, she even tried to call off our wedding at the last minute. But I was firm.
Like, wow.
You see, my mother had planned a beautiful ceremony and reception for us. Ginny's parents are dead.
Man, like you got a mother-type character making the scene, huh?
My mother is a very fine woman. She's widowed. She lives with us. I don't know what I'd do without her.
Like, that's why this Ginny chick cut out on you, huh?
Of course not. Ginny's a child. A selfish, immature, beautiful child woman who needs to be guided, controlled. I've had to push her into everything. Everything. Why, even buying a permanent home. Can you imagine she wanted the two of us to live alone in expensive hotel rooms like a couple of gypsies? Oh, yes. Romantic nonsense. Why, she didn't even want to have a child.
Man, this chick. Like, she's got a kid?
We have a son, Robbie. He's 3 years old.
Man, like, a chick's got to be pretty low to put on her own kid. No wonder she's making this scene.
Well, what's being here got to do with that?
Like everything, man. Turn it on. Keep dancing. This Ginny chick. She ran off with some other cat?
No, nothing like that.
Like, wow. Like, I'm sorry I asked.
Well, yes. Yes, there were other men. All the disgrace, I terrible disgrace. Everybody knew, my friends, my poor mother.
Let Ginny go, man. Let that sad little chick go.
No, I know what's right for her. For us. No one else can have her. She's mine. I'll make her come with me if I have to force her. If I have to beat her. What's the matter? Why are you staring at me like that?
Just wondering, man, why you ain't here yourself. Permanent.
What?
Oh, turn it on, man. Keep dancing.
Where is she?
She'll show.
Oh, I was so close to finding her. So close to having her for good. And then something happened. If only I could remember. I was so close. Only 3 hours and 15 minutes away. I remember saying that.
Huh?
I remember... Wait a minute. That's it. 3 hours and 15 minutes. That was the time it was going to take for our journey home. Yes. Yes. Now I remember. It was a sunny, beautiful day. And the ground swept away from us as we soared upward. And then it clouded over, but the plane finally broke through the heavy overcast, and we were landing.
Turn it on, man. Turn it on. Keep dancing.
And then, yes, it's all coming back. Suddenly the plane dropped, as if it were pulled down by some evil giant. I remember thinking that. And there was a horrendous noise. Oh, no. The screams, the people, the flames. And I called her name. Ginny. Ginny.
Turn it on, man. Turn it on. Keep dancing.
And then I saw her in the flames. And she laughed at me and started running. And I followed her. Ginny! Ginny! Oh, no.
Like, now you're starting to dig, man.
Ginny, he's dead. You're all... And this place that I followed her to, this is... No!
something bugging you, Clyde?
Vic?
Yeah. You got the message, Clyde.
Jimmy. Where are you, Jimmy?
Like, is that the chick you're trying to find? Over there?
Where? Where?
Like over there, Clyde. Way over where I'm pointing. See through the heat and the smoke? You see? Dancing all alone? Like she's making it solo?
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Jimmy, I've got to get you out of here. Jimmy, speak to me.
Do I know you, mister?
Jenny! Jenny, stop dancing like that, I insist. You're my wife, and I'll not have you making those vulgar gyrations.
I never saw you before, mister.
That dance! That indecent, obscene, lonely dance! Stop it!
I can't, mister. Please, go away.
You better stop bugging this chick, Clyde. This chick ain't having nothing but the big beat.
I can't believe it.
That's the way it is, Clyde. That's the way it is.
I see. And this is what it all comes down to, eh? A sweltering discotheque. And a dance that never ends.
That's the way it is, Clyde. Like old Mick. It never runs out of records.
It never ends. Not for all eternity. The beat keeps going. And the body has continued to move, writhing, grasping, and all the time desiring, but there's no contact. That's the punishment, isn't it? No human contact.
Like, if you never made it back there, Clyde, you don't expect to make it here.
Well, I'm getting out.
Oh, you want to split, Clyde? So split. You'll be back sooner or later.
No, never. I'm getting out of here, and I'm never coming back. Jenny, take my hand.
Clyde, like the chick stays.
I'm taking her with me.
Like the chick stays.
Get out of my way. I've got my hands on you now, Jenny. You're mine.
Ah! My hands. My arms. They're on fire. I'm burning. I'm burning.
Like the chick stays.
Oh.
No, I won't release her. She's mine. She's mine.
Burning. Burning.
Like the chick stays.
Burning. 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 Burning.
Burning. Burning.
Oh, he's in pain, Doctor. My poor darling son is in pain.
Mrs. Wilson, please. We're doing all we can to make him comfortable. He's delirious. The poor man thinks he's in hell or something.
Burning.
He's still burning. Feeling the flames from the crash. Well, the important thing is that we've pulled him through. He'll live.
Live? But what kind of a life will it be, so terribly scarred and burned? Oh, if only he didn't try to go back for her.
Mrs. Wilson, she was his wife.
She was a hussy, a no-good hussy who obsessed my darling boy. Well, she got what was coming to her. Was there any chance of saving her?
No. She died instantly.
Burning.
There, my darling.
Burning.
You still have your mother. I'll always look after you.
No, I think we'd better leave him. I'll let you know the minute he regains consciousness. Oh, Miss Barrows. He's still delirious, but there should be no further trouble through the night. I want you to stay close to him.
Yes, sir.
This way, Mrs. Wilson.
Burning. Burning.
Cool it, Tiger. Listen to Nursie and cool it.
You. Go away. Go away.
Oh, no. You ain't never gonna shake me, swinger. So you better cool it while you still can. Because someday you're gonna make that discotheque scene again. And old Nick, he's got lots of records all lined up for you. You dig.
5 has presented Discotheque, written by Romeo Muller, produced and directed by Warren Somerville. In the cast, George Petrie, Evelyn Juster, Larry Haynes, Constance Parker, Ethel Rennie, and Jeff David. Audio engineer Marty Folia. Sound technician Ed Blaney. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Ted Bell. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.